The picture's bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you, yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing.
Hey, 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 welcome to The Fuller View on this Southern Soul Sunday. We've got some amazing music in store for you today. In fact, we've got a hit by Kim Swain that we'll be playing in just a moment. But I want to invite you guys to join us every Sunday and Wednesday on Radio St. Pete on Wonderful Wednesdays and on Sunday on 105.5 FM The King for The Fuller View. The Fuller View is all about sharing time, talent, and testimonies. I am your host and creative director, and it's truly been a blessing and a pleasure to be able to share this platform with so many amazing people. Now, the song that you're going to hear after this first break is Kim Swain singing Get Involved. I want you guys to listen to the lyrics of the song because this is something that we all need to do. And I want to thank Kim Swain for her amazing talent and ability to share her friendship and love with me over all of these years. And I'm just so happy that we have an opportunity to release this song on our show for you to hear for the first time. So stick around for more of The Fuller View, because when we come back, we have our special guest, Mr. Otis Redding, guys. Otis Redding III. So excited about Otis Redding III being our guest. As you all know, Otis Redding Senior, the original Otis Redding from Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, Crying a Little Tenderness, and a whole lot of other amazing songs. You're going to hear some great music today. So stick around for more of The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies right here on 105.5 FM The King and on Wonderful Wednesdays on Radio St. Pete. Thank you, Kevin, for being an amazing engineer. Hey, I want to also give a shout out to my beautiful sister. You know, it's so important for us to make sure that we stay in touch with those people that we love. But I want to say thank you to Yvette McMillan, my beautiful sister that continues to encourage me, inspire me, and to love me to greatness. She has always been there in my corner. Of course, when we were growing up, she was my big sister. And if any of you guys have any siblings, you know how important it is for you to have that sister or brother give you the confidence or the pat on the back that you need. Of course, growing up, we ran into our challenges, but the older we get, the closer we get, and I love her for it. So thank you, my beautiful sister, Yvette. You are the absolute best. And I want to say hello to Chase and Zach and Hunter and Madison for being the loves of my life and for continuing to push me to greatness. So you guys stick around for more of The Fuller View right here on 105.5 FM The King for more.
Together and pray again. The sign of Jesus is all in the room. I believe he's coming. He'll be here soon, real soon. And I'm gonna praise him. Gonna praise the Lord God. One day I got involved. I got involved with the Son. I'm gonna stay involved with the Holy Spirit. It's all in one. It's all in one. Now mother and father can't save our soul. Almighty God, who has control, he healed the sick and he raised the dead. You can read your Bible and read what it says. I'm gonna praise God. I'm gonna praise the Lord God. One day I got involved. Son, I'm gonna stay involved Now Jesus Christ, the Lord, is in charge. And he's the one to call. God loves us all.
God loves us all.
God loves us all. We'll shed his blood. My Jesus never said one word. I'm gonna stay involved with the Father. Gonna stay involved with the Son. I'm gonna get involved with the Holy Spirit. It's all in one. Yes, it is. You gotta get involved, hey, with the Lord. Get involved, hey, with Jesus. You gotta get involved with the Holy Spirit. You gotta get involved.
Welcome back to The Fuller View, and thank you so much for joining us here today on the Southern Soul Sunday with our special guest, Mr. Otis Redding III. As I mentioned, guys, we are going to share so many great stories with him today, and he is on the line. Hey, Otis, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I want to thank you so much for being a part of The Fuller View today, because I know that you have some great stories to share with us, from your being in the music industry, from being on the Reddings, and your brother and your cousin and your beautiful family. So what's been going on, and how have you been handling this pandemic during this time?
Just, you know, staying humble and staying patient is the key, you know, and praying for our leaders on the local government, you know, the state and the national government. They all need a lot of prayer and a lot of guidance, you know, to make a lot of good decisions. Very important decisions need to be made right now.
Absolutely. Are you still in the Macon area?
Still in the Macon area.
So are you instrumental in making sure that you share the message with the people in your area about how important it is for you to stay safe and to stay quarantined?
Yes, our local government and our city council and commissioners, they are being very active, and they're doing their job, and they're doing a good job of getting out. And actually, our community was not even ready to, even though they opened back up. And to go ahead, I was very proud to see that a lot of people were just like, well, thanks for the offer, but we're not in.
Absolutely, because this is serious.
You know, still, just being patient.
Being patient. You have to be patient during this time, because we don't want people to get out there too quickly and run into the same challenge that we were in a few weeks ago, and then having to peek up and get sick and all those other kind of good things. So what are you suggesting, or what are you sharing with the people around you right now in regards to staying safe?
Well, I think as long as, you know, you're looking at the statistics every day, and it's every day it goes up 1,000 or 2,000 people, I think that, you know, you really should, even when it's time to open back up again, it's going to be a new day until we find out what is really going on with this virus. And when they're able to come up with something for this virus, we have to really respect this virus, you know, just like you. So we have a lot of other sickness we have to, you know, respect also. But we especially know that this one can take you pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we really just have to, we can't rush and we can't assume, you know.
Absolutely. We can't rush and can't assume. And what's really, it's just, it's scary. It's a scary thing. And with us having parents, I mean, unfortunately, both of my parents have gone, but I can't even imagine what they would say about something like this. I mean, my dad just passed this past November, and I'm not going to say that I'm glad that he doesn't have to deal with this type of nonsense, but I am glad that he doesn't have to experience this, because so many of our seniors are being affected by this disease. It's really difficult for them to even maneuver right now. So what are you sharing with the seniors in order to keep them protected and safe from the coronavirus?
Well, that they will just, you know, stay patient, and that, you know, we have to make sure that there are enough people around that will go and do things for them and look out for them, so that they don't have to be stressed out and feel the need to get out and try to rush. You know, they need someone to go to the store for them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to reach out, you know, and we need to also make sure that we're reaching out. I actually serve on the board for our local Meals on Wheels mm-hmm. in Macon, Georgia, and our interim director is doing a very great job awesome. Of keeping our local Meals on Wheels very active and safe at the same time.
Absolutely, because we do know how important it is. I was so glad to see them give our seniors special hours during shopping so they could get the items that they needed and wouldn't have to feel bum-rushed by other people trying to get toilet paper and all those other unnecessary things that we need. But thank you. Thank you for being able to sit on a board like Meals for Wheels, because we know how important that type of program is. And so many people rely on programs like that just to keep their daily activities going. We take advantage of the fact that we can get out and run to the store and get the things that we need. But when you have programs like Meals on Wheels in place, it's a real lifesaver.
It really is. A lot of people just don't know how many people really depend on it.
Yes.
Great program.
My thing is not only are they depending on those meals, they are also depending on that fellowship time, because sometimes those are the only times when they interact with other people when they come to the door and bring them a meal. What do you think about that?
Yeah, the first 3 years, I actually volunteered twice a week, maybe for 3 years straight, and it got to be to the point whereas I really enjoy doing it, but when they get close to you,
yes.
because they don't see anybody, and they mm-hmm. you establish that bond with them, it can get difficult when you lose a member,
yes.
you know, or you lose a client, and you go there and they don't want you to leave. It can get kind of hard. Even though you're doing the right thing,
yeah,
it's very emotional sometimes. You know,
yeah, that's ministry.
You're leaving, that's it. You know, and you may only deliver 2 days out of the week, and they're looking for you on that Tuesday or
yes.
the Thursday again. You know,
yeah, it's important for us to stay close to everyone, our loved ones, people that we've met during our lifetimes, because you never know. Tomorrow's not promised. And I want to thank you, Otis, for taking this time with us today, because as I just said, tomorrow's not promised, and we've known each other for years, and being able to have a platform like this to be able to share it with someone like yourself that is so talented and has such rich history is a blessing to me, and I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with our audience today.
Yeah, definitely a blessing to connect. Well, you know, we've reconnected in the last, 3-4 years again.
Right.
To have known you as many years from college days. That's what a blessing it is to still be able to communicate with you.
It really is. Listen, I was looking at some of your album covers from way back then and looking at your glasses, and you just look so studious. I said, wow, look at Otis. He has sure grown into his own self. Let's talk about the Reddings and how that all began.
Oh, man, the Reddings. Okay. When I was... you know, in private school, getting out of school every day, my granny would pick us up and stop us by this office to see my mom
mm-hmm.
worked at this booking agency, a Paragon booking agency. Her and my uncle, my dad's brother, Roger, they were working at this booking agency, and we'd stop, and it was music related. And after that, she decided to open up her record shop.
Okay.
She had this record store, and I would tag along with her everywhere she went, and my love for music, you know, elevated then. But mm-hmm. you know, before that, it was Dexter got his first guitar when he was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, he was younger than that. He got his first guitar when he was actually about 9 or 10.
Wow.
Shortly after Dad died, and he played a little bit, and then he wanted to switch to bass, and I picked up his guitar. I was left-handed. I was playing it upside down. Bass. We put a band together in the garage called Father's Pride, and that elevated to the Reading Band. And a really good friend of the family named John Morgan, who was a drummer for James Brown, helped us put together a demo studio in the back of a nightclub that my mother owned when she had the record store.
Okay.
After she kind of let the record shop and booking agency of her own phase out, she opened up a nightclub. And we became the Gong Show Band for the nightclub.
How about that? How old were you then?
I was like 14.
In the nightclub.
In the nightclub, doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Adams on and all.
See.
I was selling hot dogs. I was a little hustler, you know.
In the business.
But music was in my heart. And so rest in heaven, John Morgan, taught us a lot. And we started doing shows, actually club gigs, like down in America, Georgia. We even played in Atlanta at the Sanssouci.
Wow. Not the Sanssouci.
Yeah. And so then this guy heard about us. Actually, there was a friend of my father's named Al DiMarino, who knew a gentleman that did radio and records promotion for CBS Records at the time, and they gave him a label deal, and he was looking for talent. He came down to Macon, kind of broke the group up and just handpicked myself, my brother, and Mark, you know, and just then that became the Reddings. We moved to Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
We did our first album in 1980, CBS Records. The first album was called The Awakening.
Yes.
And our first hit record was Remote Control. Really big record.
Mm-hmm.
Big record. And then from that, we did six albums. We did four albums on CBS, two on Polygram, and it kept going. It was a good run.
Wow.
Opened up for everybody from Frankie Beverly to Rick James to the Gap Band. We traveled Europe. We toured Europe twice. We went to Japan. We went a lot of places, you know. So it was a good run. Everything came to an end before the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, we broke up about 88, 89.
About how old are you then?
I was 15 when we got the first record deal.
Right.
You know, so, you know, time went on and, you know, we did, like I said, we did the six albums.
Mm-hmm.
88, 89, we started to realize that it just, you know, couldn't last forever. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things I try to explain to a lot of entertainers, young entertainers, that no matter what level you're on, you know, 90% of the time, you know, you got to go up, but you got to remember there's going to be that curve. You got to come back down just a little bit.
Mm.
And you can think of stars, even the mega stars that have had up and downs in their careers. Some go down and some go all the way back up, but like most, never ever get all the way back up to the top. So mm-hmm. So in the 90s, you know, funk music is what we were really doing. From 81 to 88, we were really a great funk band, you know, and, you know, with a mix of some progressive jazz, you know, but people really knew us in the Southeast for our funk because we emulated Brothers Johnson, Cameo.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we emulated, but we had a really good pop side to us also.
I remember. How is Mark in mentioning him?
Mark is great. Mark
fantastic.
Is great. And of course, Dex is great. You know, we all still, music will forever be in our lives. You know, we all just do it on our own individual levels.
Mm-hmm.
Thing I learned from my brother, Dexter is the reason why I do music.
Come on.
Dexter had his first record deal when he was 13.
Wow.
So, like, before the Reddings, you know, happened big or anything, you know, Dexter had a record deal on Capricorn Records. You know, mm-hmm. he was a kid sensation in Europe. People didn't even really know that. They had a song called Love is Bigger Than Baseball. And if you Google it, you'll find them. You know,
wow. We may have to play that.
Yeah, so, you know, but when the group came to an end and, you know, we all were, you know, finding our way. And, you know, the thing about my career is I was so blessed to have my mother had maintained and taken care of my father's estate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything we do. So I was able to, I didn't necessarily have to run and go just get, you know, like a regular job,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just, I was still able to keep dipping and dabbing and trying for music even after the deal was gone.
Right.
Because my mother had, you know, taken good care of, you know, what our father left for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, your mom sounds like a boss chick. You know, you were just sharing with us that she had a nightclub, she had a show, she had a store. I mean, you know, it takes a strong woman to be able to even...
And you got to remember, she did all of that when everybody was trying to take everything away from her.
Okay, tell us about that.
Put it all together, you know?
Yeah.
But she taught us all how to, you know, to find our way. She never, ever was like, y'all got to go to guitar lessons today. You got to go do this. She never, with Dexter and I, she didn't care if we wanted to do music one way or another. She just wanted us to be good kids.
Mm-hmm.
And be respectful.
Absolutely. What about your sister? Did she ever get into the music game at all?
Just no. And she's always been about the business aspect of always.
Very smart.
She was never musically inclined, but she went to college. She was the one that went to college, graduated from Georgia Southern.
Come on.
And kept her head together and you know, she's very, very smart. She handles the estate. She runs the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The Otis Redding Foundation, her and my mom started about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And that's what she does.
So what does the foundation represent when you talk about a foundation? Because, you know, we know your dad. We are talking to the son of the legendary Otis Redding. So what does your dad's foundation offer to the community?
It's actually, the mission statement is progress through education, enlightenment through music. So every year we have a very, very nice summer camp where we'll have, it probably started out one year with probably 12 or 15 kids, and every year now it goes up to maybe 60 to 70 kids.
Wow.
That come to the summer camp and they get to learn everything from how to write a song, how to copyright a song, how to co-write with other artists, all the way down to the end of the two-week camp where we have a live performance where all of the kids, everybody in the camp is featured in some way in the live performance.
That is really cool, and I'm sure that the students that are participating have got to be jacked out of their minds knowing that they're working with people of y'all's caliber. I mean, that's got to be exciting for them.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very, very, very exciting. And, you know, the vision and dream that the Otis Redding Foundation came from my mom and father.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my mother was going into her office one day, and I believe there's a kid walking up the street who was doing some music stuff, and he needed a new violin or saxophone or something. And my mother, his mom, introduced him to my mom, and she brought him new instruments.
Wow.
Sent him to all these different places, and that kind of motivated her and Carla to take the camp and the dream of helping kids with music even further. And the kid's name is, well, he's not a kid anymore. His name is Roderick Cox, and he is one of the very first, you know, African-American orchestra conductors.
Wow.
In Georgia. He's very, very successful. And, you know, my mom and sister, we're all very proud of him. And
absolutely.
And my mother had, you know, some influence in his career.
Absolutely. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about more of your music and what you're currently doing. So stick around for more of The Full of You right here on 105.5 FM The King and Radio St. Pete.
This old town sure got the best of me. This old town caused me some misery. I'm gonna leave this old town. I know I'm coming back to this old town. Everybody knows my name. Everything seems the same. Nothing's changed. Nobody wants to lend a helping hand. Nobody won't treat me like a man. This old town sure got the best of me. This old town caused me some misery. I'm gonna leave this old town, yeah. But I know I'm coming back. This old town. Mama, don't you cry. Don't shed a tear. You know why. is my home. I gotta get out and make it on my own. Oh, oh, me, soul time. Soul got the best of me. This old time caused me some misery. This old town, yeah. But I know I'm coming back. I know I'm coming back. I know I'm coming back. This old town. Oh, yes, I'm here.
Welcome back to The Fuller View. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I am your host, Heidi B. Fuller, and we are sharing time, talent, and testimonies with none other than Otis Redding III. Otis, thank you again so much for joining us here today. Before we went to break, we were talking about all the amazing things that you guys are doing with your foundation. But what I want to share with our audience now is what you're doing currently. So what have you been up to lately?
Well, actually, I'm happy, you know, putting in my little work, my interest to help with the foundation.
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed that we're kind of put off because of pandemic, so we won't probably start up. It'll be postponed for a while. But other than that, I've been blessed enough to stay busy. So I would say like maybe 92, 93, after the group came to an end, I was able to get my first gig outside of the Reddings, playing guitar for a friend of my father's.
What was that like?
It's Eddie Floyd.
Okay.
It's Knock on Wood, and you know, Eddie Floyd is the man, you know, and he gave me a shot. He's like, come play guitar and,
wow,
you know, come to Europe with me.
Wow.
And just play guitar. And I was just, see, when I was working with the Reddings, all I was really doing was like beats and just the beats and mixing and a lot of that stuff. And I would maybe sing some backgrounds on some stuff, you know, like we did the three part, we did a whole lot of three part units and stuff, you know. But when I got to Europe, boy, it was making me sing, you know. He's like, what night you going to sing? You gonna sing your old man song? I was like,
okay,
have to sing it with me, because I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to try to do that. So he built me up, he really did,
yes.
And I started going back and forth to Europe,
mm-hmm,
just playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
About the third or fourth year, I was doing my own thing,
yes.
But people always wanted to hear Otis, my dad's songs.
Right? Always, yeah.
I could go over there and try to write songs and do my own thing, but it all boiled down to Dock of the Bay, Try a Little Tenderness.
Yes.
Hard to Handle, These Arms of Mine.
Come on.
It all boiled down to that. And once I got past the point of, well, you know, I know these people are gonna be tearing me up because I cannot sing like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage I had, I played guitar, so that helped me. And as I got better and better at it, it just worked for me. I just had been going back and forth to Europe, gigging, and then the last, you know, I would say the last 4 or 5 years, started to pick up for me doing festivals and fairs and private functions in the States,
mm-hmm,
you know, doing my own thing. And
yeah,
I put out a few regional records of my own,
mm-hmm,
and just happy to be in the place that I am with my music, where I am. I don't try to just, you know, wake up every day bugging anybody about helping me take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at peace with my music, mm-hmm, and my success. And that's the thing that I try to tell a lot of these young entertainers, you know, don't ask for too much too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient and let it all come to you, you know?
Absolutely, and it will all come to you. But my question to you is, answer your brother, when you guys are outperforming, when you're outperforming, when you get the opportunity to share your dad's music, what type of feeling is that? Is it overwhelming? Do you feel him, his presence, or, I mean, because it's so powerful. Oh my goodness, I can't even imagine.
Well, it can get to be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite songs, what a lot of people don't know is, one of my favorite songs is Dreams to Remember, but the song was actually written by my mom.
Oh, wow.
So what I had to do is, what I had to do is, you know, my brother told me, he was like, oh, if you're going to do it, you know, you need to learn, you know, concentrate on, you know, pick you 7 to 8 Otis songs that you can just sit down and play by yourself and sing. And Dreams to Remember was one of the first songs that I learned to just play and sing by myself. And I was all over Europe doing Dreams to Remember on radio shows and stuff. And, you know, the radio jocks would start crying and stuff.
Wow.
And because they do the story behind the song. And it just got bigger and bigger. And everybody knew about it. And, you know, it was a great feel.
Yeah. I can only imagine. You know, your mom. Oh, my goodness. The more I talk to you, the more I am loving and digging her, because she sounds like she is just somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Most definitely. She wrote Dreams to Remember. And but when I do it, when I perform now, I separate the emotion from the job.
Okay.
I like to say, I know people come to have a good time and reminisce on these older songs. And, you know, there's some other songs in the set.
Mm-hmm.
I said, like, you know, like Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood,
mm-hmm,
you know, Benny King, Stand By Me, stuff like that. Just a lot of great soul hits that people, you know, want to reminisce on.
That's awesome. So your new songs, I know you've got a couple of songs out, Dance, 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 and This Old Town. Tell us about those.
This Old Town, I actually, you know, was one of the songs I wrote, like, probably early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
when I was probably around that, well, early 2000s or late 90s, when I was back in Macon and just, you know, like, well, I'm going back and forth to Europe and I'm doing some things, but, you know, what's really going on? What is really happening? And I'm like kind of stuck here in Macon, Georgia. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to move to New York. I didn't want to move to Atlanta or L.A. I always wanted to stay home because, you know, my family, all of us, my brother and I, we stay close to our mom, you know. Yeah. So, but This Old Town is a song I wrote when I was in Macon. You know, it's about kind of a sad song about the time and place I was at that moment in Macon. Mm-hmm. But I love Macon, Georgia now. Yes. I mean, I loved it then. I just had different. So that's what This Old Town was about. And, you know, the Leaving Me tune, it's just every man's love song, you know. Can't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Don't want the woman to go.
Come on.
I don't rush and do like a whole bunch of like 7 or 8 songs. You heard my last album? I just do singles. I do it as it comes to me. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about being blessing. Independent. You don't have to answer to record companies because I was... You know, we were used to that. Mm-hmm. Every other year, y'all get ready, got time to go to D.C., do another album. Y'all got to be finished by then. You know, that's kind of being under the gun, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it might not be flowing for you just like that.
Okay. So what do you suggest or what do you share with these young artists out here that are looking to get a record deal or trying to get on with a company so they can share their music? I do understand that things are so different right now with all the social media. What would you suggest a young artist do at this time?
I would suggest them to pay close attention to a lot of things. Mostly social media.
Okay.
Mostly like IG, mm-hmm. you know, TikTok and YouTube. Pay attention to what your favorite artists are doing and how they're going about doing it. Okay. Now that's that aspect of it. But you got to also pay attention to, you know, doing the right thing by yourself and not trying to live the lifestyle of somebody else. You know, you don't necessarily have to emulate with somebody what these other artists are doing. You might want to have some of their flavor, but you need to try to pick up your own bag. You need to try to pick up your own thing to have something totally different about yourself.
But absolutely.
Most important thing, most important thing is to have something else to fall back on.
Hmm.
So, and to educate yourself. Not just about the business of the music, but about the business of business and being a business person.
Right.
And securing, you know, your own, well, whether it's your music dream or whatever it is. But, you know, your dream for music, don't let anybody be a dream crusher. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't get it twisted. I mean, it might not be paying the bills at the moment, so you might have to make sure that you're going to go and get a trade, you know, or go and finish college. You know, if you're not going to finish college, at least get a trade. Mm-hmm. At least know that you know how to do something that can pay your bills.
Absolutely.
Don't depend on the dream.
You know, I'm a big dreamer. I believe in dreams, but I also believe in getting a good education. And you mentioned it just now. Don't just rely on your talents, but rely on your mind, your brain, to be able to elevate and to catapult those talents and dreams that you have. Going to college and getting a business degree, I think it's the ultimate, because not only can you manage your own business, but you can also help someone in their business. I believe in dreams so much. You know, I was looking through a notebook just this morning, and I saw from last year when I wrote the guest that I like to have on the show in 2002, and guess whose name was at the top of that list?
What?
Otis Redding III. I said, look at God, and here I am. We're about to do this interview. You know, I love you, and I love your family, and I know a lot of people have a lot of love and respect for what your family has been able to build and to grow and to hold on to the legacy that your dad was able to create. And now finding out more about your mom and how instrumental she has been in making sure that the legacy continues, that just, oh my goodness, it just makes me want to know even more about what you guys are doing and how I could further your mission. I look forward to the foundation being able to be up and running again, because anything that I can do, anything that the Fuller View can contribute to, we would love to be a part of that.
Well, thank you so much, and I will pass the good word on to Carla and hook y'all up. And you know, you've always had that positive vibe about yourself, so It's a blessing and a pleasure to be able to speak with you today.
Yes.
And good luck on all of your dreams and endeavors.
Well, I do appreciate that, Otis. Would you like to share any comments or concerns with anything else going on right now?
Yeah, let's just all keep the faith in these very difficult times and keep the prayers going, and we will be fine. We'll be all right.
You will be fine. Yes, we will be all right. And we're going to share your music throughout the broadcast. I thank you again so much for joining us here today on The Fuller View, sharing time, talent, and testimonies. And please, please know that anytime you need a platform or if there's an opportunity for you to share a word, you have one right here on The Fuller View.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Otis. You be great. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dark of the bay. left my home in Georgia, and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
You want
Welcome back to The Full of You. Hey, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I want to thank Mr. Otis Redding for being a great guest, and I want to thank Kim Swain for sending us some new music to share. But listen, during this time, continue to love each other, hug each other, share great stories, share your great success, and all those things that you need to do during this time so we can continue to be better. Please, please, guys, listen to our mayor. Listen to our sister mayor, Miss Keisha, telling us to stay inside, keep your hands washed, keep your mask on, and do those things that we need to do in order to protect ourselves and our loved ones. In our interview today, we talked to Mr. Otis Redding about the foundation, about the Otis Redding Foundation. So, guys, make sure that you check that out online. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can check me out on all social medias. I'm Heidi B. Fuller on Instagram, Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And we have another whole month of great shows coming up for you. So if you guys would like to hear some from someone in particular or would like for us to cover a certain subject, please reach out to me on all social medias. I want to thank Madison, Zach, and Hunter, and Chase, and Auntie Vet for always loving me and always pushing me to be greater. I want to thank Mr. Lewis Carr for doing all that he does and continues to be the awesome man that he is. Guys, this is a time that we have to recognize those that we love. We have to make sure that we give them the pat on the back. We have to make sure that we continue to share those words of encouragement. There are a lot of people that are inside and that are shut in. And during our interview with Mr. Redding, we talked about the Meals on Wheels program and how important it is for us to stay in touch with our seniors. So if you know some seniors out there that need some groceries or need some items, give them a call and see what it is that you can do for them, because we know how fragile they are and they really don't need to be out here amongst all the other stuff that's going on. But you also make sure that you take care of yourself. Wear your gloves, wear your mask, put on your hand sanitizer, do those things that are necessary for us to stay clean and healthy. I know this is a trying time, but do those things that make you happy, that you can be creative in doing. Write the book. I mean, we talk about it all the time. Write the vision, make it plain. If you're not writing the book, write a song, make up a game, start a new venture, but do something during this time that's going to make you greater when you come out on the other side. I tell you, the things that I've been doing has been, of course, continuing to talk to amazing people like Otis Redding III, but also starting a new business. I started a new chapter with a wellness company that I'm very excited about that will allow me to be able to provide products that don't have all of those toxins in them. So if you're looking for products that you can clean your house with, that you can use on your body that doesn't have a lot of toxins, make sure you get in touch with me so I can share those items with you. But again, I want to thank you guys for being a part of The Full of You, for continuing to support me in all of my endeavors, and allowing me to live my life to the fullest. If you want some breathing exercises, some exercising tips, please make sure that you check us out on Fuller Better Life on our Instagram page, because there you will find some great things that you can do during this time that will keep you healthy and strong. Make sure that you all are feeding yourself the proper diet and stop eating all that junk. I know it's very hard to not eat junk all day long when you're sitting around the house, but try to be mindful about the things that you're not only putting in your body, but putting in your mind and putting in your soul. As I mentioned before, go online, find you a new course, find you something that you can learn during this time. So when we come out of this, you can say, hey, I did that. This was done. This is what I did. Instead of saying, you know, I really didn't do anything. This is a time to get something done, so get it done. I want to encourage you and inspire you and empower you to live your life to the fullest and to be your best self. Again, you are listening to The Full of You right here on 105.5 FM The King. I'm your host, Heidi B. Fuller. I am a Georgia peach, and I'm excited about being here and being able to have a platform to share so many amazing stories from so many amazing people. You guys continue to take care of yourselves, and we'll see you again right here on The Full of You next week.
Just bigger than you or me. It's panoramic for the world to see. It's for you, you, right in you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look up and let your vision be clear. Then reach out to the world and share. And you'll see with clarity the full of you. Oh, and you will see it's amazing. We've been